Are we going to keep waiting for people to include us, to invest in us, to recognize us, or is there something that we can do? Because at the end of the day, inclusion is not just about statistics, numbers, research, and cute photographs on Women's Day, but about action.
Welcome to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. That's me. I never thought I'd start a podcast or write a bestseller, let alone lead a business that gives me freedom, flexibility, and funds. But I was willing to try. Today, I've trained thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, spoken on stages I only dreamed about, and created programs that smart people rave about without losing myself or working round the clock. That's what I want for you. You don't have to be famous, flashy, or even fancy, but you do have to show up. Because if you remain unknown, unclear, or untrusted, your influence will be limited. We can have that. This podcast gives you heartfelt conversation and straightforward strategies to show up, stand out, and share your message with the world. If you're all about making a difference while you make a living, you're in the right place. I'm grateful to be connected with you today. Let's get started.
Hi there. How you doing? In what ways have you shown up for yourself this week? Can you make a list? How many times did you catch yourself showing up for yourself, like doing something for your own self this week? Today, we are diving into a conversation about how women can inspire, include, and invest in women. And this episode is dedicated to this year's International Women's Day celebration with the theme Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. And being a woman and knowing that there's so many women listening and tuning in, yeah, let's celebrate ourselves. Totally worth it. Totally. You know, talking about including and investing in women, there's a strong business case for that. Research shows that the most diverse companies are more likely than ever to outperform less diverse peers when it comes to profitability. A McKinsey research finds that companies in the top quartile for gender diversity on their executive leadership teams were 25% more likely to have above average profitability than companies in the fourth quartile. Think about that for a moment. So investing in women, including women, is not just a moral imperative. It's a strategic advantage. Like when we include our own voices, when we bring different perspectives to the table, we're increasing creativity, we're increasing productivity, we're increasing innovation. It's worth it in my books. So this conversation is important. Though I'd like to approach it from a slightly different view. I think that when we talk about Women's Day, investing in women, including women, we're always talking about what others should do. But then I'm thinking, what are we going to do? Are we going to keep waiting for people to include us, to invest in us, to recognize us? Or is there something that we can do? I'm totally for that. I think there's something we can do. I think we can begin to show up for our own selves more intentionally, more authentically, and more generously. Because at the end of the day, inclusion is not just about statistics, numbers, research, and cute photographs on Women's Day, but about action. What actions are we going to take? And today, I'd like to offer some thoughts about that. What can we do exactly? This is so important for you to hear, whether you're a woman or a man, because whoever you are, there's definitely women in your life. And I said this before, there is more to inclusion than words. It's also about actions. So far, we must stop to acknowledge the progress. We must stop to celebrate the efforts that have been made, because there was a time where it was really difficult to convince anyone that a woman should be educated to the highest level. There was a time when we had to convince people of that. So we must celebrate how far we have come. Yeah, we're not where we're going yet, but we have come quite a long way. Now, women are in diverse careers. Many of the things that were reserved for men, women are now doing it and thriving in it. And so we must celebrate that. There have been efforts, yes, to include, to recognize, to invest in, to showcase women. And we appreciate that. We acknowledge that. in the same vein, we realize that we need to ramp up the efforts because according to the World Economic Forum, we have about 131 more years to close the global gender gap. We cannot afford to wait for that. So we need to ramp up advocacy. We need to ramp up action. It's our responsibility, even as women, to advocate also for equal opportunities, whether in the boardroom, in the classroom. We must take up the energy, you know, to challenge stereotypes, to question any biases, to demand fairness. And when I say question biases and demand fairness, I'm not talking about other people. I mean, even from our own selves. Are you paying somebody less because they're a woman? Are you putting somebody down because they're a woman? Are you keeping quiet on something you'd have been vocal about because of the gender being represented? Are you doing that? You know, sometimes it's easy to point fingers at others, but we need to check in from time to time. Am I playing my part? Am I advocating for policies that promote fairness and equal opportunities? Or am I keeping quiet in situations where I have a voice and I could have used my voice? So we need to ramp up advocacy. We need to ramp up action. Another thing that we can do, beyond acknowledging the progress, beyond ramping up our actions and advocacy, we can and should also create a sense of belonging, whether at work, at home, in your community, be a catalyst for change by cultivating an environment where every woman, every girl feels valued, feels heard, feels empowered to bring her authentic self to the table, to shine her brilliance and to keep going. Don't be the person who tells a girl that she's being too much. Don't be the person who favors a boy child over a girl child. Don't be the person who gives the girl child all the work and lets the boy go around just to play football. Be the person who is cultivating an environment where every woman feels valued, feels safe, feels empowered. A third thing we can do is to create opportunities for mentorship and sponsorship. I think we've been flogging the point about mentorship. Some people have even abused this beautiful relationship, but mentors should now begin to think sponsorship as well. If there are young women who are seeking you out, if there are young women who are admiring you, if there are young women who are listening to you, who are taking instructions from you, who are volunteering for you, working with you, also make it your responsibility to open doors for them, to create opportunities for them, to show them who they could be. Don't be the person who has female employees and you're not creating opportunities for career growth for them. Don't be the person who has female mentees and you're not sending them opportunities for growth. When you see a fellowship that somebody in your life qualifies for, what do you do? Do you pass it on or do you pass on as if you didn't see anything? So be a catalyst for that kind of change. Be proactive about supporting other women. Be proactive about investing in other women. Be proactive about sponsoring other women, speaking up for other women. Make a habit of speaking up for people. Make a habit of saying, oh, you know, I saw something I think might help you. You should check it out. You don't need to be paid for that. You don't even need to get a thank you for that. You just need to be committed to the cause. Because at the end of the day, this is not a competition. It's a collective. We all need to win. Maybe I need to say that again. We all need to win. It's not about some woman getting to the top. It's not about some woman breaking the glass ceiling. We all need to win for ourselves, for our children, for our institutions, for our nations, for our generation. We all need to win. And we need to open those doors, fling them wide open so that other girls can rise to the top quicker than it took you. One next thing, which I think is most powerful, is to commit to amplifying female voices. Because you see, I once saw a quote that says, if they cannot see us, they cannot be us. And it's so powerful. You can tell women to be anything from now till forever. If they don't see those possibilities, it's going to be difficult to recreate them in their own lives. And this is why I continue to say that when you show up to your own life, you not only give people a picture of what is possible, you also give them permission to do the same. So make it a habit to amplify, to showcase, to recognize the voices of women around you doing big things. if you've never seen a woman drive a car in your entire life, you wouldn't have known that it was possible for a woman to drive a car. So create platforms for women to share their ideas, to share their experiences, to share their achievements, their accomplishments, so that girls can know that these accomplishments are possible. You see, whatever it is that we appreciate, we're going to begin to replicate even quicker. So if you want to see more women at the top, begin to appreciate women at the top. You don't need to know them personally. You don't need to even like them. I mean, I don't need to like every aspect of my life to like my life. So you don't need to like every aspect of somebody else for you to acknowledge that they are valuable. Not everybody is going to make lists and impact reports and awards, but everybody has their own sphere of influence. What are you doing in your sphere of influence? You know, it's not going to cost you much to repost someone's work and say, oh, here's a woman worth following. Or here's a woman who has changed my life. Or here's a woman who I've learned so much from. I think that when we all start to commit to that, we'll see change quicker. We'll see change faster. And it's going to be easier to create more seats at the table for others. And speaking of seats at the table, there is such a thing as building our own tables. So in case it has not come through so far, you need to learn to include yourself and invest in yourself. You need to learn to include yourself and invest in yourself. How can you do this? Maybe you've been thinking, oh, my mom never encouraged me. My parents never gave me confidence. No woman has ever opened the door for me. Nobody has spoken up for me. Well, now that you're an adult, you can be the person who does that, not just for yourself, but also for others. And so if nobody made a confident woman out of you, you are going to make a confident woman out of other people. It would have been nice for people to give it to you, but it doesn't mean that your life cannot carry on without it. So what are you going to do? You will commit to personal leadership. You will commit to living an intentional life. So you're going to sit down and say, what is the life I envision? What is the change I want to make in the world? If I could have everything, what would I do? Who would I be? Where would I go? What would I change? And after you identify that, you look around you and ask yourself the very sincere question, who am I right now? Where am I right now? What am I doing right now? What have I done so far? So what you're going to end up with is a point B of where you're going and a point A of where you are right now. It was Sir Philandero Toye who said that the future is everything you can be but have not yet become. And there is beauty in that future. You can still be that person. You can still become that woman. But you're going to need to start showing up intentionally and taking steps to move from point A to point B. But the problem is that most people don't even know what point B looks like, and they don't have an accurate representation of the point A that they are in, because there's such a way that you can lie to so many people for so long that you begin to believe even those lies yourself. Get really honest. Where am I? How far am I from where I'm going, and how can I begin to bridge the gap? It may take you 10 weeks, 10 months, 10 years, but it's worth it. Begin to bridge that gap. Commit to leading your own self. Second, build a network that works. Build a network that works. I didn't say engage in the act of networking. I said build a network that works. Because sometimes we just have all of this movement where you're talking to people. You're saying, hey, it was nice meeting so and so person at this conference, but what you just had was their contact. You don't have access to them. There's a difference. Movement does not always create momentum, and you need momentum in your life. So build a network that works. Actively seek out and build a network of associates, of colleagues, of allies, of cheerleaders. And I know you'd have been expecting me to say mentors, sponsors. Those are great. But you know what? Most of the people that you need to get to your next level, they are already in your peer network. So there should be such a thing of seeking out relationships horizontally and vertically. But most people only want to seek out relationships with women who have gone far ahead of them vertically. And that's good. It's relevant. But don't neglect your peer network of people who are your allies, your cheerleaders, your supporters, people who have goodwill for you, your friends, your associates, your colleagues. And in case you have no clue where to start, I'm going to tell you. You start to proactively provide resources for other people, connections for other people. Some of the people in my life right now, I actually sent them a message that looks something like, hey, I noticed you've been promoting my work. Thank you for supporting my work. And from there, we built such a good relationship. So sometimes you get proactive about, you know, supporting other people, about making the connections, just getting the habit of saying, hey, I saw this and I think it's going to be useful for you. Now, make sure it's truly useful. Please don't just spam people. For you to do this, you need to be intentional and you need to actually be observant. Okay. I remember somebody sent me a message one time saying, and this is a very simple example, saying that they saw a hair product. And by the way, this person was actually trying to sell that hair product that they think would be the best for me. And it's great for, you know, relaxed, permed hair. And I'm like, okay, girl, I don't have relaxed, permed hair. I haven't had one in 7 years. And right now my hair is even locked. So that's an example of not being observant and, you know, not being thoughtful. That always backfires. You're wondering what I did? No, I didn't respond to that. Okay, so be proactive about supporting other people. There's nothing wrong with making an internal list. And I say internal because you're the only one who's ever going to see it. List of people that you think you have something in common with, people that you think it would be nice to have a form of relationship with them. Everybody doesn't have to be your close friend. And can I just warn that we have to be careful about over-emotionalizing things? Oh, look at how she responded. Oh, I don't like the fact that it took her 3 days to reply. You want to reach out to a busy person and you don't want to wait. Are you joking? So don't over-emotionalize things. Everybody doesn't have to be your best friend, your close friend, in your inner circle. Sometimes you just need to have access to these people. And that's good enough. So make a list of people that you want in your life or that you think that there is mutual value and gaps that they can fill or roles that they can play. You know, there's some people that all you need to do really is pray together. You don't need to go shopping together or do business together. So you have to be clear on that. Every relationship cannot mean the same thing to you. All right, I want to move on from that point. If you're investing in yourself, understand your knowledge gaps and commit to improving your knowledge. You know, I often see people who say stuff like, oh, I want to make more money. I want to become a professional at this. I want people to hire me to do this work. And when you speak with them, you realize that they've never been trained for that work. And so when you ask, how do you know you're good at this? They'll say something like, well, it's my natural talent. I'm good at it. Like, I'm just good at it. Okay, but how good is good? Because when you benchmark yourself with other people in the world who are good, you will see that there are levels to knowledge. There are levels to being good at something. So how skilled are you really? Do you need to take courses? Do you need to attend conferences? Do you need to volunteer with an organization so that you can learn? Do you need to start speaking with someone and volunteering and maybe even working with someone so that they can share their knowledge with you? So you have to identify your knowledge gaps and begin to make plans to plug those gaps. In other words, invest in your mind. Stop waiting for people to train you. Stop waiting for your company to train you. Stop waiting for your manager to train you. Invest in yourself. Train yourself. You are worth it because anybody can take anything from you. They cannot take what is in your head. So any training, any investment in yourself is worth it in the end and will give you the greatest return on investment. You are an asset. Make sure that you are an asset, not just to your present self, but also to your future self. Learn about your strengths and how to maximize them. Become more self-aware. We have an episode on this coming soon, so do stay tuned. Become more self-aware. Learn how to maximize your strengths. Understand what you're good at and grow those strengths. The more you know yourself, the easier it is to be yourself. And the more you are yourself, the more people expect that authenticity from you. It makes your life easier. It makes your work relationship smoother. And it increases how much you can earn, actually. So invest in yourself. Grow your strengths. Become more self-aware. And make it a lifelong habit to continue to discover and rediscover who you really are. It's an advantage. The way I say it in my book, Show Up, I said, discover who you are and do it on purpose. There's such an advantage in knowing who you are and maximizing it to create more impact, more influence, and more income in your life. And if there's something you can start to do right this moment, it will be this next one. raise your hand. There's an African proverb that says, it's the child that raises their hand that we will carry. Raise your hand. Learn to ask questions. Learn to say, hey, I'm there. Can you help? I need to know this. Also, learn to say, I'm here. I can help. I have the answer you need. So learn to raise your hand to ask questions or to offer help. You are investing in yourself. You're including yourself. You're bringing yourself into the conversation. You're not waiting for someone to identify your talent. You're not waiting for someone to recognize you. You're not waiting for someone to recruit you. You are taking the initiative and now putting yourself at the forefront. Learn to do that. There's unlimited upside to raising your hand. Raise your hand. And there's no way we're going to end this episode without talking about this. But when you think investments, the first thing that comes to your mind is financial, isn't it? In the conversation around finances, many women are used to hearing the fact that they need to make money, they need to multiply money, they need to manage money. But what does that really look like? Because when you talk to a woman, for example, about making more money, she's telling you the business she wants to start or the trade she's going into or, you know, the career that she's pivoting to. And all of that is great. But do you realize that your finances are growing to the degree of assets that you own? So it's not just about how much cash you have coming in every month. It's about how much of it you keep, how much of it actually goes in as an asset in your name. So what are you going to do about owning more assets? We've talked about you, your mind as an asset, but what about owning things? I think we need to explore that conversation about women owning things, invest in owning things, invest in acquiring more assets. And it can be a long-term plan. You don't have to be able to do it today, but you need to be able to plan for it today. So people talk about saving a lot, but why are you saving? You must be saving to invest. Otherwise, you will still one day spend everything you've saved. So you can make a plan to acquire assets down the line. There are different kinds of assets. And because it's not the topic of conversation today, I will not delve into it, but begin to make a plan for the possible assets you could own. There are several kinds of financial assets. I know the first thing that comes to your mind is real estate, and that's also great. Nothing wrong with that. So begin to save towards it and make a plan for how you're going to pay for it, what you're going to pay for, how many payments you need to make. An interesting thing to this is that owning and ownership does not mean that you have to be the only one involved, because 40% of something is better than 100% of nothing. Do I need to say that again? I think I do. 40% of something is better than 100% of nothing. So you can pool your funds with other women to own something. You can join forces with other women in your life, people you trust, to own something. But the idea that I'm putting to you today is that I want you to start thinking about it. Maybe you haven't even thought about it before, but you can now begin to consider it. Remember, my friends, the power of inclusion, the power to invest in women lies within each one of us. It lies inside each one of us. By including ourselves, by supporting other women, by creating more opportunities for other women, we're paving the way for a future where every woman can thrive, where every woman can win, where every woman can be all that she was created to be. And that's something that is worth committing to. At ShopHQ, among the several things we do, we've committed to showcasing and spotlighting women across our platforms. So you're going to see us from time to time, you know, spotlighting women. We've been doing this for years, just talking about the women in our communities, our clients who are women, what they are doing, how they're changing the world, the difference they're making. And the reason we're doing it is so that other people can see what's possible. I mean, when you see a woman at your stage of life with the same kind of limitations you have, and maybe even frustrations that you're experiencing, but then she's not allowing it to stop her. It does something in you. It ignites a fire in you. It creates hope within you that this is not only possible, it can become my personal reality. So we are committed to this. And we've been running a campaign showcasing women on International Women's Day. We did it last year. This year, our showcase is called the Builders Edition. Last year was, you know, the Resilience Edition. So this year, we're showcasing women who are building people, building families, organizations, institutions, building the nation through their work. And the idea is to not just talk about building, to not just talk about inclusion, to not just talk about showing up, but to give you examples of what that looks like. We're going to link to all of this in the show notes. Enjoy, dive in, share with all your friends and the women in your life. That's an example of what we're talking about. Share with them as well so they can see pointers, they can see clues, they can see possibilities, and they can begin to become that woman that they have always dreamed of. Hope this served you today. Thank you for tuning in. It was nice having this conversation. And until next time, keep showing up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The fastest way to access all the tools, resources, links, and strategies mentioned in this episode, and also to send in your questions, is to visit showinguppod.com. Head over there now, and we've got goodies in store.